WBDG, Indianapolis. Giant 90.9.
Are you ready? Indianapolis. The time has come. The bell has rung. Get in your seats for school talk. I'm your host, and my name is Emerson. This is school talk. You have tuned to the right station at the right time. Sometimes we make the wrong decision, and that decision can change our lives forever. Today you'll make another decision. So make the right move and jump on the bus. Here it comes. Woo! School talk has arrived. Come on, let's go. On school talk, we deal with issues. Issues that involve you, the student. Issues that involve you, the parent. Issues that involve you, the teacher. So get your pen, or your pad, or your personal planner. We're going to take notes. There will be a test. This is School Talk!
Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. My name is Emerson. Once again, for the 2,415th time, you're not, but welcome to School Talk. I'm just so happy. Danielle, I don't know what to do. But the phone number is 244-9234. That's 244-9234. Call in when you can get in. I'm just so happy. I'm so happy. This is the 15th season. I'm so happy. I got some awesome guests this morning. Mainline 244-9234, 244-WBDG. Welcome to School Talk. I got awesome guests in the studio. I didn't know who my guests was going to be, so I don't know how to prepare for it. But it's easy to prepare for these guys. These guys are just awesome. They're just awesome. You'll find out why in a minute. Good morning, Daniela.
Good morning, Emerson.
My new producer. You doing all right?
I'm doing okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You sound like you belong on radio.
Thank you.
You belong on radio.
I was raised around it.
You raised around it? Yeah. Why?
My grandfather, he's very high up in the radio business.
You don't want to say his name, do you?
John Chombi.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Dang, girl, I ain't mad at you. So it's in your blood.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, you're a future star. You're going to be a star for us. We're in the studio. We got a couple. But before I get to my guest, I got to do a thing we call the good old big boy.
Looks like the job fair at Chapelwood Elementary School, September 23rd, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Anyone 16 and older is welcome to come and get hired on the spot. Sounds pretty good to me. Parent-teacher conference, October 11th and 12th, from 5 to 8 p.m. in the gym for Ben Davis parents. Ben Davis students, October 14th through October 29th, that's your fall break. Everyone loves a break every once in a while. And of course, every Friday at 7:30, we have school talk with Emerson. If you miss it at 7:30, we replay always at Sunday at 2 p.m. And tonight, Ben Davis at Lawrence North. The pregame is at 6 and the kickoff is at 7 p.m. And Grant Covey will be there live to broadcast for us.
Awesome. What was that thing we called that thing? The Big Boy. Thank you, Danielle. We can't go Facebook Live this morning. I wish I could. I got some awesome guests in my studio that I want to bring back from way back from, and the reason why I'm here. So I'm just going to dive right into it. First, I'm going to jump into my producer from 2000. Was it that long ago?
We started, I believe it was in 2003.
You my first producer. Oh, my. Get kissed, Walla. Adam Wright. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing all right, Emerson.
Dang, that's right. That's my first show. We did it on Sagan. We're still talking about Sagan.
Yeah.
Adam, welcome back to School Talk.
Thanks. Great to be here.
And I got the man. I just don't know how this all started. I got the man. At that time, he was principal of Ben Davis High School. Now he's retired, but he's a doctor. Now I got to call him Doctor. Dr. David Marcotte. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Yeah, Emerson. Welcome back to Ben Davis High School.
Love it.
Yeah, glad. High five.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. Congratulations.
Boy.
15 years.
Who'd have thunk it?
Well, it was a great, you know, when we first met.
Yeah.
I knew you in two ways.
Let's tell the story, folks. You don't know. Let's just break it down. Tell us how this all happened. I'm gonna add one side, and you're gonna finish the other side. I'm in Indianapolis, Indiana, and I'm listening to other guys on the radio talk, and I disagree with their viewpoints. So I live right across the street. So I come over and I talk to. I don't think like those peoples. So I come across the street and I ask Mr. Dr. Marcotte, and I said, he's at the time principal Marcotte. You know, I got an idea for radio show, and can I maybe use the studio to just do a demo, a demo tape or something? And then the conversation grew. And I don't know what happened with a Princeton Warcraft at that time. I think a light went off, or a truck ran to the school and an alarm went off, or he saw something that I didn't see. And then the conversation started. And that's when principal cuts in, and Dr. Morcott, tell me what happened after that.
Yeah, that's how I remember it, too. But I knew you in two different capacities back then. You were on the Wayne Township Education Foundation Board, mm-hmm. so that's how I knew you. And then, of course, you were a parent here. I knew your kids.
Right, right.
And so when we had that conversation, and it sparked an idea in my head, because our radio station is just phenomenal.
Right, right.
We had great kids in the program, you doing great things. And so it was just, you know what? Maybe we can do a weekly program that promotes Wayne Township activities, that has engaging parents in issues that pertain to school, and maybe explaining why we do certain things in school.
And my mouth dropped. I didn't see that coming, but yeah. Go ahead.
No, that's basically it. And, yeah. And it got off the ground, and Adam did it was really fun seeing Adam this morning. Good morning, Adam.
Yeah.
Good morning. Yeah, it's been a long time.
It has been a long time since I've been behind the mic.
You look the same.
Look the same.
Yeah.
Look like
a goatee going on.
Yeah, yeah. A little more facial hair, a little more pounds.
I got a little less hair.
Well, but Adam did such a great job, and it was just really a team effort. And, you know, quite honestly, Emerson, I just gave you the green light, and you did all the work.
Well, we left your room, went and talked to Mr. Goins and Mr. Easter,
right,
and put the concept together, and then we ran it up the flagpole, and then went through Dr. Thompson naturally. Uh-huh. He had the okay it also. But was there ever, you know, loose lips can sink ships. One thing about radio is, it's live. And once it comes out of your mouth, it's gone. This is 15 years. 15 seasons, 15 years. I ain't sunk the ship yet. That's crazy. And was there ever fear of that, Dr. Markhart?
No.
Or kids saying the wrong thing.
Well, yeah, sure. There were times, maybe Adam remembers this, but there were times when I was principal, every once in a while I listened to the station all the time,
uh-huh.
and every once in a while I'd call in and I'd say, please don't say that anymore on the radio or something like that. And the next day, Mr. Easter would say, gosh, the kids are freaking out because their principal's listening to the radio. And he said, well, of course. I mean, yeah, so it was always, but you know, that's what you learn. And,
yeah.
And radio is something that if you say the wrong things or do the wrong things, your license can be pulled.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's a pretty serious situation. But I was never worried about what you were going to talk about. At the beginning, we kind of talked about what issues that you wanted
exactly.
to bring up. And, mm-hmm. and the first issue was?
Sagging.
That's right.
Still talking about it.
Yeah.
That's terrible. Well, I'm going to say it. Yeah, terrible thing about it. I'm still talking about that crazy fad. And I did the show up. We talked about the history of it, how in prisons, how it was glorified in prison, how it started in prison, but how young folks are still, to this day, are still sagging and carrying this on to a point where this just doesn't look good at all. And what I saw grown men sag. And I remember on the east side, I saw a grown man sagging and walking a dog. And he's sagging. I mean, no problem he's walking the dog, but why you gotta be sagging? Say, pull your pants up, pull your pants up. But, you know.
And there were a lot of different issues going on at that time, and it was just a good way. This program was a good way to communicate with our community and our parents, our students.
Yeah.
You know, it's focused on Wayne Township.
It still is, and that's where it had to be.
We're part of a big city here in Wayne Township, but Wayne Township has that community, local feel, and mm-hmm. this radio station really did a nice job of talking about the issues in our community.
Yeah. Well, since then, we've actually put a delay system on the phone, so it's a delay system. When someone calls in, we'll hear it before it goes on the air.
That's very wise.
I call it the Janet Jackson delay system. But it's been an awesome ride, and it's going through up to these years. You know, we dealt with a lot of issues, and you're right; they're Wayne Township centers. Speaking of issues, not necessarily issues, but from now jumping forward now to now. Adam, I want to know where you, since 2000, since you graduated, what have you been doing? Nothing.
I've been sitting on my butt at home doing nothing. No. Oh,
that's a good idea. My wife won't let me do it, though. But
yeah, my wife doesn't like it either.
Wait, you're married?
I am. I've been married for too long now. No, let's see here. She might be listening.
You in trouble.
Yeah.
We stand. Yeah. That's a man thing. That's a man thing. I've been married 32 years. I think it's 32. See, we stay in trouble.
Yeah. Been married for 7 years. I have two beautiful children.
Oh.
I've got a almost 12-year-old and a 9.5-year-old, both girls. So they keep me busy. Sports, school, just you name it. It's all about them. I'm low man on the totem pole.
You know, I know that. I have four daughters and then the wife that's five. And I even had a girl dog. Female dogs. I'm totally outnumbered. But one thing about men and daughters, I always tell men that have daughters, take care of your daughters. Because as you get older, they will take care of you. That is so true. Now, my daughters are in the 30s now, and they take care of daddy. So that's cool. So, okay, now, what are you working at? What are you doing? If you can tell, it might be a secret service. I don't know.
Yeah, secret service, you know, CIA type deal, you know, MI6. Can't really discuss it. It's classified.
Okay, that's true. That's true. So, it has life after high school been all that you thought it would be?
Yes and no. You know, when you're in high school, you graduate. You know, you're on top of the world, going off to college or what. Whatever workforce you might be going into. Definitely didn't see myself here.
Oh.
You know, let's see here. How long has it been? I graduated in 2004, so 13 years ago. Yeah. You can't really plan out that far ahead.
Yeah.
You know, I graduated, went to Vincennes, started out working to get my broadcasting degree.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't pan out for reasons. Tons of different reasons, went into the job force. Been fortunate. Over the last 10 years, I've only had two jobs. So I've had steady employment, you know, basically just hanging out with family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the most important thing.
I'm writing a book. I should write a book. I do a speech called Jobs. And people look at it and say, are you crazy? But it's called Jobs. But it's called 62-40. 62-40, whereas 50. 62-40-50, get together, numbers mixed up. 62 years of age, number 40 was the dream job. I've had 50 jobs in my lifetime. But number 40 was my dream job. It was my speaker's bureau. And this, doing radio, I've been doing this since 2003, it's not a job. It's just part. And you know, the time when you was here, radio is like part of you when you're doing it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's not a job, you know. So, you know, it's like, who cares if you get paid? And that's how I am. You know, it's like, it's part of you. You're part of something bigger than you are when you're on radio because you have a voice. If you use that voice the right way, it feels so good. And I appreciate Dr. Marcotte, the opportunity you gave me back in 2003 to have this voice. And as a student, Adam, if I was a student when you was a student, I would have took radio. But my high school, back in the days when I was in high school, we didn't have radio.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah, it's a total opportunity. Regardless if it's a career path that you want to follow, just the skills and the enjoyment that you get out of it, it can't be beat. I mean, yeah. some of my best memories are sitting right here in this studio. I produced the Friday night football games for 2 years. I was fortunate enough to actually do play-by-play for the Lady Giants basketball team as well as baseball and softball for, I believe it was my senior year.
Mm-hmm.
And some of those skills I still use today.
The people skills.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, the people skills. You know, Dr. Marcotte, you're still in the education business.
I am, yes.
I mean, you have a retire and come back?
I have retired, actually. I uh, I spent 34 years in public education. Mm-hmm. I was principal here and moved over to the Education Center as personnel director. And then 4 years ago, went to Mooresville as the superintendent.
Okay.
And then I just retired July 1st.
Put the magic button. Put the hat. Put that. Yeah, that's a good thing.
Thank you.
Use that word. Yeah.
Thank you.
But notice he said, when you retire, it don't mean you just stop working. Retirement and stop working are not synonymous.
Didn't stop working. I'm on the adjunct faculty at Indiana State University. I'm currently teaching two courses. It's an online situation, which is kind of fun. I can sit at home and teach my classes from my house, which is good. And so I've been doing that I've been teaching at ISU for 3 years.
Okay.
Now, so, but that's really, I'm really enjoying it. It's a lot of fun.
A lot of kids are going there. We're pushing it a lot here. You see the news on TV, you see the commercials. You know, a lot of kids are taking online education.
Oh, it's
huge.
I teach in the graduate school, and so these are my one class I'm teaching are teachers who are working on their principal's license and master's degree.
Okay.
And my other class is mainly principals who are working on their EDS, the education specialist, and superintendent's license.
Okay.
And so it's all online. And this old dog is learning all kinds of new tricks. But it's not my preferred delivery, but I'm getting more used to it each year. And so it's going really, really well.
This might sound crazy with a Q. With our kids, maybe the kids were still the same way, Adam, when you was a kid. To really understand, I know as we get older, we really understand this. As we get older, some people really understand how important education is. Some people they catch it early, like Dr. Murcott, you caught it early. You understand how important education is. But some kids don't see it today, how important education really is. But when you get older and look back, you really see how important education is.
Absolutely.
How can we get to these kids and get it instilled into them a little sooner? They won't let us in. Maybe. I don't know.
Well, I was a pretty normal student. I like Adam. I was very engaged in school. I grew up on the west side of Detroit and just, I was, you know, we didn't have the experiences yet to realize. And students are like that today. They don't have the life experiences yet to understand where they're going to be positioning themselves 15 years or 12 years from now. But education is all about positioning yourself to succeed. What do you want to do? And backward map that. Positioning yourself, what kind of education do I need? Maybe that means a bachelor's degree. Maybe that means a two-year degree. Maybe that just means post-secondary training in some kind of workforce development position. You need to get yourself positioned to move your life forward and move your career forward.
Oh man, put that thing on there. I want to market that. I mean, because that's really it makes so much sense. It makes so much sense, but it's like, for instance, when you want to do something, you got to figure out what it is. And until you figure out what it is, you can't get it done. Once you find out what it is.
And it changes. When I was 18, 22 years old, I didn't expect to be the principal of Ben Davis High School. Mm-hmm. I didn't expect to be a superintendent. But you move your career forward, and things happen when you work hard and you've positioned yourself. Punching that ticket's another way to say that. And good things happen. Good things happen when you prepare and you work hard.
So that makes sense. Adam?
Definitely. Obviously, it's been a little while since I've been out of school, but I can attest to that. Looking back on it, I definitely didn't take my studies as importantly as I wish I would have now. Looking back, mm-hmm. you talk about, hindsight's 20/20. I can't change the past, but I can definitely talk to, those out there listening. Get your education. The workforce out there is so competitive, regardless of what level of education you actually do have. Follow your dreams. Go to school. Even if you don't know exactly what you want to do within the first couple of years, if you go to a four-year university, maybe it takes 5 years for you to get it. Just see it through. I really wish that I would have. Mm-hmm. because it will make life easier in the long run, and you won't struggle as much early on.
Mm-hmm. Older I get, I'm 62 now. I feel like I'm a religious guy. I don't feel like God makes mistakes. I really don't think he makes mistakes. I got four beautiful daughters. I got five grandchildren. I don't think God makes mistakes. Okay, so I know I'm right now. I'm where I'm supposed to be. Let me put it like that. And I encourage all young people, you know, to do what Dr. Marcus said. And you said it so eloquently. I'll say it again, doctor. Say it again. Say it again. Say it again. Come on, say it again.
Education allows yourself to position yourself toward the future, toward the success of your life, meeting your goals. It just punches the ticket. It sets you on the course you want to take in life.
Ah, so huge. So huge. I mean, that's it in a nutshell. If every youth could just dwell on that, wake up in the morning and let that sink in. When they go out with their knucklehead friends and they try to go left when you should be going right and doing wrong when you should be doing right, and think about that. That don't mix with that, what you just said. Bad don't mix with all that good you just said, because you're going to have pressures out there. I mean, God, the kids got so many pressure.
Yes, they do. They do. It's
so much peer pressure.
Tough to be a young person today.
It is.
And I'm sure my parents said the same thing. It's tough to be a young person. We all do. Generational. It's a generational thing. And you have to look at it in the context of what it is today. I mean, the pressures on Adam back in 2003 and 2004 may be a little different than the pressures of our producer here in 2017. But in the context of it, it's still pressure.
Yeah,
and we're always trying to do the right thing. We're always trying to fit in, and sometimes students feel like to fit in means to do the wrong thing. And you know, you're going to make mistakes, but those that can pick themselves up and brush themselves off and move forward are the successful ones.
Yeah, and kids must understand this. Yeah, you're going to make mistakes, and adults understand that. But if you continue not to listen, make mistakes, you're going down the wrong road. I spent like 6 years in law enforcement, you know, and that law enforcement side, you know, showed me the other side. And when I worked at the federal penitentiary in Terre Haute, I saw that side.
Mm-hmm.
And those years of being in that part of law enforcement in the correctional system, you know, I just knew that I didn't want to go that route. But folks don't understand that that's one route you really don't want to go. Life is just too good. It's hard. It's hard. Don't get me wrong. But it's good. There's tough days. The days you wonder about how you're going to make ends meet sometimes, you know. Your job's not going well. I've been there. I've had two cars repoed.
I don't know of anyone, regardless of their education, regardless of their chosen field of study or their career, that would say that it's been an easy ride.
Yeah.
Working and being successful and trying to be the best you can be, and your responsibilities, you may have employees that you're responsible for. You might have programs that you're responsible for. I wouldn't say that's easy, but the reward, your hard work succeed,
mm-hmm.
that's the meaning of working in a career.
Yeah.
My father worked for Ford Motor Company for 38 years, and never once in those 38 years did I ever hear him come home and talk about work.
Yeah.
It was just a job, and I've been very fortunate. As you, Emerson, that I didn't just go to work.
Man.
I mean, it was awesome coming to work here, working in the schools, and it's just been an awesome ride.
Yeah,
peaks and valleys. I don't think working or having a career is supposed to be easy.
No, I think so. No, it ain't. It ain't. It ain't.
Successful people work hard. Some work harder than others, but it's very rewarding, though.
Yeah, they say it takes more muscles to frown than smile. You know, I like to smile a lot and like to laugh. They say laughter reduces blood pressure. I like to laugh. You know, Adam, what's your girls? Now I'm gonna put Daddy Adam on the line now. Daddy Adam on the line. What's it like raising girls?
It's tough. I mean, it is extremely tough. You know, growing up as a boy, I didn't, there's a lot of things that I worry about now for my daughters that I didn't have to worry about. So I'm learning on the fly.
Knucklehead boys.
yeah. You know, I mean, we go out, we scrape our knees, we get back up, throw some dirt on it. You know, with girls, you've got to be a little bit more delicate. I mean, luckily, both of my girls are, you know, have a good balance of myself and my wife. So they're tough little girls. And you talk about the issues, you know, of, you know, when I was in school to today. And I even see that going forward with my daughters. I've got one, she's a sixth grader, first year in middle school. And some of the issues and things that she deals with, you know, is dealing with and comes home, it's like, these are the same issues from generation to generation. And
wow,
it's like,
wow. Mm-hmm. That's huge.
It's frustrating. Some of it's frustrating. I mean, some of it's just natural. You're always going to have those same issues regardless, but some of the things that she's dealing with, and not just my daughters, you know, like I said, I'm blessed with my beautiful girls. You know, but there's some out there, and you see it on the news, you see it on social media every day, you know, the bullying.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it just, you know, my oldest daughter, last year, came home and was concerned. There was a boy in her class, who was a little different than the rest of the class, you know, the rest of the students. And nobody would sit with him at lunch. Nobody wanted to talk to him. They'd make fun of him. And, you know, that happened, you know, that's happened throughout life, you know, and it's something that by now needs to be changed, in my opinion. And
so, you know, it's old. That's old, but it should be gone.
Exactly. Yeah. It's an issue as old as time.
Right. It's always been bullying. Yeah. Social media has made it so much worse.
Oh yeah. I mean, the social media, you know, it's a two-headed monster. Mm-hmm. You know, it's both good and bad. You know, Emerson, you were talking earlier about radio, and, you know, you can't take it back. Same with social media. Once you've got it out there, you can't take it back.
Social media sometimes is keyboard courage, I call it. People sometimes are more likely to write or text or whatever something that they would never tell them face to their face.
Yeah.
Hello, gentlemen.
Mr. Easter, how you doing, sir?
It's great to be here this morning. I just got back from a meeting, and I wanted to come in and thank you guys for being on here this morning. And celebrating, this is I guess if you do like the actual math, it comes out to like 14 years. But if you count the number of seasons, this is the 15th season of School Talk. And I decided I'd do what Emerson always tells people to do, and that's bum rush the show if you're coming in. So I wanted to bum rush the show and thank you both, because I know without Adam, we wouldn't have been able to get this on the air the first time, and without Mr. Marcotte, I would have never met this guy over here, mm-hmm. Emerson, because you're the one that I'm sure you told the story, but you're one that said, "Hey, Mr. Easter, I got this guy. You just sit down with him. You know, he's got a really good idea for maybe doing some things with radio. Just sit down with him." And so I sat down with Emerson for, I don't know, 5 minutes, and it was like, okay, here's what I want to do. I want to do a show. I want to do this, and I want to do that. And it's like, okay, well, if you do it in two segments, I think you got a perfect. That was all. It was my contribution to the conversation. And then here we are, 15 seasons later, and it's an indispensable part of WBDG. It's become a part of the school culture. We've made history with, you know, we've scooped people. You remember we scooped, and I think you were here then when we scooped all the major local stations and had Julia Carson versus.
That's right. Yeah. Hey, that's right. We did.
We had the Congresswoman Julia Carson and two people that were vying for the seat, and no one else could get a debate. But we call it a forum, and they all came, and they all were civil to each other, which I know, you know, you were talking about bullying and things, and in politics, that seems to happen these days. We won't go too deep into that, but it's been quite a run, and it just continues to keep going. And, you know, Daniela is now the I don't know how many producers we're gonna have to go back and count, but you were the first, and you and Jason Lee, I think Jason did a few.
Yeah, I believe Jason did a few. Yeah.
Yep.
Jason Jordan.
Yeah. But it's been a run, and we continue. And I want to thank Emerson as well. So I'm going to say, Daniela, push the magic button for Emerson. Whoa! He never gets the magic button pushed. I mean, this guy, he's done amazing things for our kids here at Ben Davis. And I'll tell you what, you go through every one of these kids in here, he's more popular than I am. So they all love Emerson. So they all want to work with him. And anytime I say, hey, you know, this is coming up, they're like, oh, yeah. Well, Emerson's there. Oh, yeah, I want to do that. So that's how it goes.
Well, let me just congratulate both you, John, and Emerson, because this doesn't happen by accident. Yes, we've had some amazing students like Adam and Daniela. But really, the leadership both you and Emerson have provided for this program is outstanding. Congratulations sincerely for this is the 15th season.
And also we need to recognize Rex Haviland, who was department chair at the time that we went on. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the one and only Dennis Goins, who is our mentor, our leader, our grand poobah of the performing arts department, and has been, I mean, we couldn't do what we do without his leadership, his guidance, not only, you know, what we do on a daily basis, but, and all the principals as well. I mean, yeah. We've had you, Joel McKinney, now Sandy Squire. I say you, Dr. Marcotte here.
Dr. Marcotte.
Yeah, that's right. And Superintendent Dr. Jeff Butts, the whole MSC of Wayne Township. Mm-hmm. It's, you say, they give us these microphones. They give these kids these microphones. And like you said, what goes out doesn't come back. I mean, it goes out there, and it's out there. So that's a great deal of trust that is placed in our students. And I know we're running over, but again, I can't tell you enough. It's the 15th season, so we can run over on the anniversary episode. But I just wanted to come in and say hello and congratulate everybody. And thank you guys for being here.
Welcome.
Not a problem.
You guys were like instant when I said, you want to be here. And you drove from Crawfordsville, is that what I heard?
Yeah. I live out west in Crawfordsville. Yeah,
there you go. So
appreciate it.
That's a little drive in, and you drove up. Are you still in Wayne?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
so yep. Yeah. But thank you for being here.
Thank you, Mr.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Yeah, because it's more than one. I won't say one monkey, but one monkey don't stop no show either. But no, because you know, it's like, you know, it does take a team to run this, you know, and it takes a team to put it together, and not one thought, one idea, you know, because everyone had to, you know, dot those I's and cross those T's. Because remember my first show with Dr. Butts, I called him Mr. Butts. I know Dr. Butts. You know, I have a lot of fun on this show. Like I said, we had the Julie Carson. We covered President Obama. We've had the firefighters in here. We've had teachers and students. And it's all about Wayne. It's all about Wayne. Wayne teachers, Wayne student, and Wayne. If it involves Wayne, we talk about it. If it involves our students, we talk about it. About teachers, we talk about it. So you're so right about the Dr. Marcotte. You know, it's Wayne. It's about Wayne, and it's about our students. If I don't have a student producer, the show don't work unless Mr. Easter jumps in. But still, it's student produced, and everything is student produced. And like I said, we go out and do productions out in the street. Like last Saturday was at Suicide Outness, Suicide Walk Out of Darkness last Saturday down at White River State Park. Mm-hmm. Student produced once again, so it's huge. And I appreciate you guys. You guys made my first year easier. Cause I was nervous. I didn't know what to do. I was wearing a suit and everything. Now I graduated to wearing my hat backwards and everything and wearing casual clothes. My first show, I was wearing a suit and a tie. I don't know what I was all. Hey, how you doing? You know, it was crazy. It was fun, but man. But this is just like I said, Adam. If they had this in high school, you know my story. I went to Wiley High School, Gershmar Tech High School, Laboratory High School, North High School, didn't finish none of them, and they got my GED while I was in the Marines. If they had this in any of those high schools, I would have stayed in high school if they had radio back then. They didn't have it. So my hat goes off to radio, and all you kids that are thinking about going to radio, this is a lifesaver, because then you could, my analysts are calling me, so I'm late for my analyst job. So, my analyst job or analyst session. But anyway, but I thank you guys. Dr. Marcotte, keeping up your education. Keep educating our kids.
Thank you.
And I call them kids. You call them kids?
Sometimes it slips. But some of those kids are in their 40s. So.
I still call you guys kids.
That's all right. You know, we're all kids at heart. So
yeah. Go ahead.
Just really appreciate you thinking of me and getting back here and seeing the program. And Mr. Easter kind of took me on a quick tour of the facility before the show, and it was just a lot of fun. Thanks for having me on.
Well, you made this happen in the beginning, and it's only right that you be here today. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right, Adam. Always a pleasure, big guy.
Emerson, it's been a pleasure. It's good to see you again, buddy.
I'd raise 4 daughters. You can raise 2, no problem.
Oh, yeah. Easy peasy, right?
Just listen to your wife.
Right. Yeah. 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 You want a word of advice for when you get older and get married? Listen to your wife. She's always right.
Yeah, but I always get the last word. Yes, dear.
Yep.
But Marcotte, he know about that too. Yeah. You guys ain't gotta go to class, but you gotta go to class. So listen, this is my producer class, and get me out of here. To the parents and to the teachers. Our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be invested in themselves and others. What you give out, what you're going to be giving back. And just remember, it's okay to be a copycat, just copy the wrong cat. Don't get hung with the wrong crowd. And young man, be a man. Pull up your pants. I still can't stand sagging. Mr. Marcotte, they're still sagging. I can't stand it. They're still showing her BBDs or BBBs or ba-ba-bas, woo-doo-doos. Pull them up. And Mesa Bay, they sag them in the wintertime. It's cold. The views of special schools have necessary views of image of Wayne Township, Ben Davis High School, Giant 90.9. They're my views, the views of my guests. Until next week, hey, go Giants. Beat Carmel, that's right. They put Carmel tonight, right? Lawrence North, will beat Lawrence North too, didn't beat Carmel. Beat them all. See you next week on School Talk.